and they stop.
It's heard.
But if you want them to tie, you have to guide them yourself. You just take the harness, that arm, and you pull. If you want them to go left, then you pull that harness left, and you loosen up on the right side. If you want them to go right, you pull that. You see, when you pull, it brings the head that way automatically.
When you really wanted to get a horse moving when you're on, you say?
You saw, pick your feet.
Okay.
Like if you're on a wagon, or like you're in the bug, on the plies, you know, sitting on that seat, and you want them to go, you have a little whip or a switch, and you just tap him like, and make him go. But we never did run ours, so I've seen people beat them horse terrible. But I thought that was being cruel to the animals. We wouldn't do that. But we just tap them enough to make them understand to go.
Okay. Now, if you had some pigs and they were way down in the woods, how would you call them up?
Well, I wouldn't know about those pigs.
Okay.
Because we never had pigs like that. We always kept them in a pen.
What chickens you say to them?
We call them. We sort of feed. We sort of say, tee, 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 tee. And then they all come.
Yeah.
They all come and gather around you.
Yeah.
And you just sort of feed and they all come running.
When your kids ride a horse, they hold on to the...
To the harness.
Okay, they hold on to the what? You call that the... What comes back to them, where they put their hands on?
I call it...
The strap?
The strap, I don't know what that's called.
Okay, and they put their feet in the...
The halt? Is that what you mean?
Where they put their feet?
They have a wooden... I don't know what you call it.
Sure.
It has a wooden thing you... onto two straps that connect it to the yeah, and you put your feet in that.
Okay. In a wagon, you used to hold on to the
harness.
Okay. And what did they call it if they had two mules when they were plowing? The one that walked on the left, they called them.
I don't know, because we didn't make no, we just drove them.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
The trenches cut by the plow were called the, you know, the plow would open up a cut in the ground?
Yeah.
And that was called the...
Oh, no.
If something's not real close at hand, you say it's just a little, you know. But to get to the store, you say,
it's
just a little...
Oh, it's just a couple of blocks off. And the country says a couple of miles off.
It's just a little what?
Little ways down the road.
Little ways down the road. Okay, and then say if you had to go from here to somewhere else, you say it's a long.
Like from here to Canal Street, I'd say it's a long ways off.
That's
a long ways off from here. Or maybe I might say it's about 20 blocks.
Yeah.
But in the country, most of their blocks is they go by miles, you know, so many miles away.
If something is very common and you don't have to look out for it in a special place, you say you can find it just about
anywhere. What do you mean,
like when y'all used to graze out in the field? I mean, you could find hay just about for the cattle. You could find just about.
No, we're always, my dad and my uncle, when they got hay, they always bought it from somebody.
Oh,
they didn't grow hay, no. They always bought a bale of hay from somewhere and put it in the corn house. We never growed hay. The only thing that we growed was like corns for the cattle, and we cut the corn and bring them.
Okay. Would you ever see them get a second cutting from hay? You know, you say that was a...
No, the only thing we got was a bale of hay. We'd buy it by the bale. Sometimes, like, excuse me, like a bale of hay would break